You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on May 31st, 2026. As I was just adjusting my mic on the in the CJSF On Air studio, welcome to episode 22 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SF Athletics, feature on the BC Premier Baseball, report on the Northwest League, updates on the SFU Red Leafs Hockey, Western Lacrosse Association, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition with Canadian Extortions Crisis. First up today is Swimming Bells Somnia with I'm Always Down. That was I Am Always Down from Swimming Bells Somnia. Next up is the Surefire Soul Ensemble's Gemini. The tune is Contemplation. Thank you. I would like to comment on SFU Athletics at this time. Four events occurred on May 26. The SFU Athletics announced its academic teams for spring 2026 as the women's cross-country track and field team earned a president academic team of the year with a 3.28 GPA, followed by the women's track and field and women's soccer via its Facebook and Instagram pages. Sounds quite a mouthful, but not sure if this is correct. Let me take a look. Sorry about this. This often happens, way too often. Let me just take a look at the SFU Athletics Facebook page. Just a minute, please. Shouldn't take a whole lot longer now. Oh, shoot. Oh, it was the women's cross-country team, which had a cumulative 3.26 GPA to earn the president's academic team of the year. Where was I? McKenna Simmons was named to the 2026 CSC College Sports Communicators and NCAA Division II Softball All-Academic Team. Volleyball Canada announced its 2026 women's age class rosters, where SFU's Katerina Demjanovic made a U21 team, where her head coach Gina Schmidt will be one of two assistants, with the other being Oliver Fache. Later on May 26, the SFU Recreation provided an update on Phase 2 of the Lauren Davies Renewal Project, which includes a pool and universal change room, as the deadline has been extended to finish essential safety upgrades, confront structural problems during construction. The deadline extension means that alternative plans are in works, as the varsity teams will train off-campus for the 2026-27 season. Phase 2 of the Lauren Davies Renewal Project unveiled the following in 2026. New change rooms with saunas, varsity locker rooms, a dedicated combative space, and a renewed East Gym, among others, according to the SFU Recreation Instagram page. Just a minute, please. There are... Okay. I was just looking at the latest SFU Athletics news with the GNAC website on dates. On May 27th, the SFU men's basketball welcomed Makai Allen, a guard who stands at 6 feet 2 inches or 188 centimeters, and will come from Provo High School under coach Chris Collinsworth. Allen is a two-time Utah Player of the Year, state champion, and set a new single-season scoring record this past season at Provo High School, previously set by the former Dallas Maverick Kyle Collinsworth, according to the SFU men's basketball Facebook and Instagram pages. On May 28th, MNP LLP recognized four outstanding Red Leaf student athletes. Charlotte Bosma ran 7th in the women's 400-meter finals in the 2026 NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships, where Bosma's teammate Raya Matanovic earned 3rd in the women's 1500 meters at 420.15 for a bronze. Ella Booth had an outstanding month for the SFU softball, belting out 10 hits and 25 at-bats, 5 runs batted in, 3 walks, as she helped the Red Leafs for their second straight appearance at the 2026 GNAC Softball Championships and made the 2026 All-Tournament Team. And Dansby Karlsholm led the SFU Men's Golf in the 2026 NCAA Division II West-South Central Regional Championships as he tied for 28th as the Red Leafs' top golfer. On May 29th, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference announced outdoor track and field special award winners, with Raya Matanovic winning the women's track athlete and freshman of the year. Matanovic, as previously said in today's show, capped off her freshman campaign with a bronze in the 1500 meters at the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships, bolting in at 4:20.15 for her first individual All-American trophy, according to the SFU Athletics Facebook page.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since. And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. The third act is John Sermon's Flashpoints and Undercurrents. Here is Aqua Regis.
Thank you.
I would like to feature the BC Premier Baseball League at this time. It is considered to be the highest level of baseball for BC's high school students, with many earning collegiate baseball scholarships and some getting drafted into Major League Baseball. Two college commitments were announced on the BC PBL's Instagram and X pages as Leo Gama, a pitcher and an infielder for the Wally Chiefs, committed to the Thompson Rivers Wolfpack based in Kamloops, and Daniel Dikema, an outfielder for the North Shore Twins, who stands at 6 feet 6 inches or 198 centimeters and weighs 220 pounds or 100 kilograms, committed to the Sacramento State Hornets based in Sacramento, California. Let me look at the date for this. Sorry about this once again. This happens way too often. The date for the two commitments, Leo Gama of the Wally Chiefs and Daniel Dikema or Dikema of the North Shore Twins, were announced on May 25th. On May 28th, six BC PBL teams started the BC portion of the Road to Okotoks, Alberta, sponsored by Baseball Canada for the Morneau Cup, named after Justin Morneau, who was a star player for the North Delta Blue Jays within the BC PBL and later became a legendary major leaguer, mainly with the Minnesota Twins. In Game 1, the host Langley Blaze bested the White Rock Tritons 8-6 at McLeod Athletic, led by Evan Maloney, who went 2-for-2 with a single, a double, a base on balls, two runs batted in, and two stolen bases, according to the BC PBL Instagram page. In Game 2 at McLeod Athletic, the Abbotsford Cardinals soared over the UBC Thunder 8-0, powered by Alex Manuel's 6 innings of shutout ball of just one hit and 11 hits by the Cardinals offense, according to the Abbotsford Cardinals X page. In Game 3, the Mid-Island Pirates bested the Victoria Eagles 7-6 at Salisbury Athletic, led by Madam Peter, who went 1-for-3, but the lone hit was the walk-off two-run single in the bottom of 7th, according to the BC PBL Instagram page. In Game 4, the Langley Blaze blanked the UBC Thunder 5-0 for Langley's second win at their home, McLeod Athletic, which the Mid-Island Pirates matched at South Surrey Athletic Park as they bested the venue host White Rock Tritons 9-6 with the scores from the Baseball Canada X pages. Meanwhile, there was a lone BC PBL regular season game on May 30th featuring the Delta Blue Jays against the North Shore Twins, where the host North Shore blanked Delta 5-0, highlighted by the Twins' two runs in the bottom of first, followed by another three runs in the second on John Harfield Parkgate Park, where the Blue Jays made three errors. Five games were on tap for May 29th in the BC bracket of the Road to Okotoks 2026, featuring six BC PBL teams. The Victoria Eagles shaded the Langley Blaze 4-3 at McLeod Athletic, where Sawyer Gelling hit a walk-off home run in the bottom of 7th. The Abbotsford Cardinals soared over the White Rock Tritons 10-0 as Abbotsford belted out 13 hits, along with a complete game shutout by Dylan DeMeyer at South Surrey Athletic, where the UBC Thunder struck the Mid-Island Pirates 7-1 in the second game. Abbotsford walked off Langley 7-6 on Ryder Silverton's single. I believe this was in McLeod Athletic. And the Victoria Eagles shaded the White Rock Tritons 6-5 at South Surrey Athletic. Five more games were on May 30th, the BC portion of the Road to Okotoks, Alberta, sponsored by Baseball Canada, featuring six BC PBL teams. For the Morneau Cup, which is named after Justin Morneau, who was a star player for the North Delta Blue Jays within the BC PBL and later became a legendary major leaguer, mainly with the Minnesota Twins. The Abbotsford Cardinals tripled up the Victoria Eagles 3-1 on Jonah Murray's outstanding performance at McLeod Athletic, where the venue host Langley Blaze blitzed the Mid-Island Pirates 13-2 in Game 2 as Sam Sugden hit the walk-off as Sam Sugden hit the walk-off run rule home run to end the game. The UBC Thunder bested the venue hosts, White Rock Tritons, in a 12-8 slugfest at South Surrey Athletic. Abbotsford bested Mid-Island 7-5 at South Surrey Athletic, highlighted by the Cardinals' 5 runs in the bottom of 5th. And the Victoria Eagles bested the UBC Thunder 14-11 as the Eagles' 8-run assault in the top of 3rd was offset by the Thunder's run in the bottom half, followed by an 8-run attack in the 4th. 2 more runs in the 5th, but the Eagles put up a 6-run barrage in the 6th for the win. Let me look at some of the venues here. Sorry. Where was I? So, yeah, Abbotsford and Mid Island, they were at McLeod Athletic Park. Sorry for the typo. Where the Abbotsford Cardinals defeated the Mid Island Pirates 7-5. Also, the UBC Thunder bested the Victoria Eagles bested the UBC Thunder 14-11 at South Surrey Athletic Park on May 30th. 3 games are on tap today, all at McLeod Athletic. The Langley Blazes home with 1 semifinal in progress. Let me take a look. The UBC Thunder and Abbotsford Cardinals are currently scoreless with 1 hit apiece. Later on, the Victoria Eagles play the Langley Blaze at 1 p.m. and the 2 semifinal winners square off at 4 p.m.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current BC Premier Baseball League Premier Division standings. The Langley Blaze are first at 12-2. The Abbotsford Cardinals are second at 15-7. The North Shore Twins are third at 12-6. The Mid Island Pirates are fourth at 13-8. The Wally Chiefs are fifth at 9-7. The Delta Blue Jays are sixth at 9-9. The Okanagan Athletics are seventh at 8-11, and the Victoria Mariners are eighth at 8-12. I believe the top 8 teams make the playoffs. The Victoria Eagles are 9th at 9-14, the UBC Thunder are 10th at 5-14, and the White Rock Tritons are last at 4-14. Sorry for some technical difficulties. CJSF will be back on air shortly.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome to the second half of episode 22 in the 2026 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic, on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a report on the Northwest League, updates for the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition, along with the Canadian extortions crisis. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, the Surefire Soul Ensemble's Gemini with Freddie.